But we can't start the Mishnah yet. We first have to introduce the Mishnah. Much, much shorter Hakdam. So the first Mishnah of Masechtas Yevamos, and the whole first daf, by the way, is a Mishnah. So it's a short daf, long Hakdam. So the first Mishnah of Masechtas Yevamos is going to deal with the halacha of an erva that falls liyivam, of a tsaras erva that falls liyivam, and of a tsaras erva that falls liyivam. So we're diving in. That's the first Mishnah. So, not every time that a Yevama falls liyivam, is there a mitzvah to do yivam. Meaning, as we're going to see, there are many, many exceptions to the rule. The pasuk seems to be very straightforward. Ki yeshvu achim yachtov, umeis achad mehem, uvein ein loy, l'siyesh is a meis achutz al-lishazar, yivama yavay alel, l'kocha l'lisha, v'yivma. Sounds like, I don't know, two brothers, one of them died, left over no children, that's what yivam is. This is a mitzvah to do yivam. But as we're going to learn throughout the Masechta, it's not so pashit. And there are many situations, many scenarios, many marriages, many different things that would cause us to say that there's not going to be a mitzvah of yivam. The primary, the aviyah voice, the roish shebechabura, as it relates to examples of when you have kiyesh v'achim yachtav u'meis achad mehem uvein ein loy, yet you do not have a mitzvah of yivama yavay alev yivma, is when the brother's wife, meaning the brother that died's wife, the yivama, is an erva to the yavam. So if there's an erva relationship between the yavam and the yivama, in that case, there's not going to be a mitzvah of yivma. Not only is there not going to be a mitzvah of yivma, but as we're going to see, there's also not going to be a mitzvah of chalitza. Which, by the way, at first glance, makes a lot of sense. Just from being Mavasedra, the parasha of Yibum, just from reading the six psukim, it seems pretty clear that what is chalitza? The man didn't want to do Yibum. Oh, you don't want to do Yibum? Do chalitza. Kocha yeyosaloyish, right? Now you're supposed to go ahead, and now you're supposed to do chalitza. Well, if he didn't have a mitzvah to do Yibum, if he couldn't do Yibum, why should there be chalitza? And the truth is, Chazal say, kol which again seems very very intuitive. Yet we're going to see at the end of today's daf already the first case where there's an idea of chaylatzes v'leimus yabemus, where there's no yibum, but there is a mitzvah to do chalitza. But the bottom line is an erva that falls the yibum, an erva that falls the yibum. There's no yibum and there's also no chalitza. Now just to clarify what this means, you're going to say, what do you mean? An erva that falls the yibum, there's no yibum. Didn't we just say that every single yivam is dachan erva? Every yavama that falls the yibum is an erva. Every yavama is an eshesach. So if every yavama is an eshesach, and yet there's a mitzvah of yibum, so what do you mean she's an erva? Of course she's an erva. Every yavama is an erva. Oh, so there's an additional erva? Why does that matter? The teretz is, the erva of eshesach, the Torah was matter. Because that's something that's implied in every single yavamas. Every single yibum setup is this brother, as one of the brothers dies, leaves over an amana, no children. By definition, she's an eshes ach to the yavam, and it says in the Torah, yavam yavay yavam. So the erva of eshes ach is something that the Torah was matter. But if there's any additional erva, whatever it is, for example, the brother that died was married to the brother that's alive's daughter. So it comes out that she's an erva to him. So any situation where there might be an erva, the halacha is, there's not going to be a mitzvah of yibum. There's also not going to be a mitzvah of chalitza. That's the halacha of an erva that falls liyibum. What's a tzaras erva? What happens if the brother that dies left over not one wife, left over two wives? Both wives did not have any children. But he left over two wives. One was an erva to the brother that's alive, and the other wife was not an erva. The halacha is that being that the Yavam doesn't have a mitzvah to do Yibum with the Erva, so too he doesn't have a mitzvah to do Yibum with the Tzaras Erva. Just like there's a halacha that there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza with an Erva, so too there's a halacha that there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza with a Tzaras Erva. What's the halacha of a Tzaras Tzara? So for a Tzaras Tzara, we already have to come on to a third brother. So let's give these brothers names. Reuven died. He left over a Almana, and left over no children. He actually left over two almanas. One of them was Shimon's relative, Shimon's erva, and the other one was not an erva to Shimon. So the halacha is, ordinarily there would be yibum. However, in this case, there's not going to be yibum. Why is there going to be no yibum in this case? There's no yibum and there's no chalitza with an erva. The other wife is going to be a tzaras erva. So there's no yibum, there's no chalitza with the erva. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza with the tzaras erva. As a result, there's no mitzvah yibum, there's no mitzvah chalitza. What happens if when Reuven died, he left over two brothers? Not just Shimon, but he left over Levi as well. Now, the wives of Reuven were not an erva or a tzaras erva to Levi. Reuven was married to Shimon's erva, but Reuven was not married to Levi's erva. So when Reuven died, Shimon couldn't do yibum, Shimon couldn't do chalitza, not with the erva, not with the tzaras erva, but Levi was able to. Levi had no problem going and doing yibum chalitza, so Levi went ahead and Levi did yibum. And Levi did yibum with the tzaras erva. He didn't do it with the woman that was the erva. He did the yibum with the tzaras erva. Okay, so Levi's happily married now to the tzaras erva. Just so happens Levi has another wife. Levi hasn't had any children yet, and then Levi dies. So that Levi's two wives, the original tzaras erva, jumping in, and his other wife, both fall yibum to Shimon. The tzaras erva is falling the yibum to Shimon simtsveitimo. She felt Yibum the first time when Reuven died, and now she's falling to Yibum a second time when Levi died. There's another tzara as well. So what's the halacha? Does Shimon do Yibum? Does Shimon not do Yibum? Shimon can't do Yibum with the original tzara's erva because she was already the tzara's erva the first time she fell a Yibum. She remains a tzara's erva the second time as well. Why that's the case? The short answer is Nesra. The long answer is we're going to get to it. But the bottom line is, so Shimon can't do Yibum with the original tzaras erva. Okay, he also can't do Yibum with the other woman. Why? Because she's the tzara of the tzaras erva. So we know what an erva is. We know what the tzaras erva is. And now we know what the tzaras tzara is. Now, just to clarify one thing. Again, our Mishnah, it's just the Mishnah. That's the hold up. But the Mishnah is going to talk about a situation where there were two brothers. One of them is married to the other brother's erva, and then he dies. So the halach is that even though he died without children, and ordinarily there would be a mitzvah yibum, there's no yibum on an erva. Not only is there no yibum on an erva, there's also no yibum on a tzaras erva. And if you add layers to the case, there'd be no yibum with the tzaras tzara, etc., etc., etc. But just to clarify, how's it possible that Reuven was married to Shimon's erva? If Reuven and Shimon are brothers, does that not by definition mean that if someone is an erva to Shimon, that means it would be an erva to Reuven as well? And in which case, Reuven should have had no ability to be able to marry this woman? Again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. That's the case. Reuven's married to a woman that's Shimon's relative. That's Shimon's erva. So how is it possible that Reuven's married to Shimon's erva? So it's a tais, right? For two reasons. Number one, I don't know, maybe Reuven was married to Shimon's wife's sister. Shimon's wife's sister is an erva to Shimon. It's a chois ishtoi. But she's not an erva to Reuven. So there are many, many hypothetical cases of arayas where a woman could be an erva to one brother and not be an erva to another brother. Right? It's posh. Doesn't need to be stated, but just for the sake of clarity, I think it's worth to say. But there's another case, and this does need to be said, and that is that when we talk about brothers in the context of Yibum, brothers mean two men that share the same father. Yevamos doesn't care if they have the same mother or not. It's irrelevant. The only thing Yevamos cares about is if they have the same father. So if they're Achim and Ha'av, they're considered Achim. If they're not Achim and Ha'im, or if they're only Achim and Ha'im, they're not going to be considered brothers. So it's very, very possible to have two brothers that share the same father, but they don't share the same mother. So it's theoretically possible that Reuven would be married to Shimon's sister. What do you mean? If Reuven's married to Shimon's sister, and Reuven and Shimon are brothers, then by definition, doesn't that mean Reuven's married to his own sister? No, because Reuven's married to Shimon's maternal sister. Yet Reuven and Shimon, they're only paternal brothers.